Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You recognize that theme song, Raven?
You know, it's funny. I didn't think I was going to when I was first pulling it out, but as soon as I did, I was like, oh, it's Ricky Lake.
Yeah, good morning. It's Anna and Raven. So Ricky Lake has been in the news over the last few days because she's coming out about her struggle with hair loss and how hard it's been for her as a woman. And she's decided to give herself a buzz cut, talk about it, accept herself. She's not sick. She has a condition where she's been losing her hair since she was 19 years old.
You've got a Ricky Lake story, though.
Oh, my gosh. So when I heard this, it like brought back all these memories because my 15 minutes of fame was on the Ricky Lake show back in the day.
So wait a minute. Were you a crazy guest?
No.
Were you had some sort of ailment? Did you get on there and have a discussion with your mother or your parents or something?
No, I was outspoken audience member number two.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, that was awesome. Before the show started, they asked for volunteers. So, of course, my hand, like, shot up.
Right up.
Right up.
First, right up. Front of the class, front row anyways.
I'll never forgive myself for the awful pink shirt I wore that day. My first time on TV, and I'm wearing the most awful pink shirt. But a woman was doing something with her kids. I don't remember the whole thing, but right. I remember, you know, I was outspoken audience member, and Ricky Lake came up to me with the microphone, and it was like, you know, I'm sweating, I'm nervous.
Good, right, yeah. Right.
And I stand
to
up.
To say five words.
Five words. And I was like, I can't believe that you would put your kid's life in jeopardy like this.
Oh, perfect.
And the woman thought that I was referring to her being on Jeopardy, and she was like, I've never been on Jeopardy before. And it was the most awkward thing because then I had to explain what I meant.
Right, and you weren't ready for that. You're only ready for the first line. You've been practicing those five words for the past hour and a half to make sure you didn't screw it up.
I'm like, no, not on the show, Jeopardy. Like jeopardizing your kids' life.
You put them in jeopardy.
Right. Then Ricky Lake took over and everything was fine.
She just moved on.
She was like, no, it's okay. It's all right. And I'll never forget the feeling of watching myself on TV. And it was just, it was the most exciting thing in the world. That was
big.
My 15 minutes of fame, man. That and then the one other time in my life.
Right. Anna was girl eating hot dog on Law & Order.
Oh, it was great. I went after Ricky Lake. It got in my head that I wanted to be on TV. Like, I wanted it so
bad. Oh, my gosh. You've never told me that part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
That your Ricky Lake appearance led to you wanting to be famous.
So it did. 100%. I was like, I want to do this in my life. So I went and I auditioned to be like I don't know, or some casting thing in the
city.
Right,
you thought you were going to be the lead.
I mean,
you already had video now at this point. You thought you were a big star. You thought you were going to be the lead.
Yeah, I thought they were going to like
I'll be
give
Detective
me.
Anna Zapp.
Yeah. So I really wanted to be Dead Girl on Law & Order. That was my goal.
Because you would have got a close-up.
Because you
some drool out of your mouth.
And that's a real thing. They choose people to be those things.
Well, yes. I mean, they don't actually fall upon dead people and use them for the show. No.
No, but I was selected to be...
That would require a disclaimer.
I was girl eating hot dogs.
Perfect.
But the best part was that we reshoot that scene 17 times. So every time I had to have a new hot dog, and I had to take a bite out of that hot dog.
Did they say to you, listen, lady, you don't actually have to eat the entire hot dog every time?
No, because the other guys were extras too, so they didn't really give us much direction. They'd just be like, reset! You know, and then we'd have to wait 20 minutes, a half hour, and then we would do the scene again.
Were the hot dogs warm? Were they hot?
No, they were cold.
Oh.
It was disappointing. But that was how I knew I could be an actress one day.
Right, because you were just like...
cold hot dogs.
Now, in the background, girl eating hot dog. Are you eating the hot dog vigorously? Are you are you saying anything like, this is a good hot dog?
Well, I'm just looking interested in the hot dog and the guy that's standing behind the hot dog stand.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was my two big 15 minutes of fame. And that leads us to 1-800-330-9999. What was your 15 minutes of fame? What gave you that glimmer of your show business life?
Right.
Give us a call now. With Ricky Lake in the news lately, it brought back some memories because the first time I was ever on TV, I was outspoken audience member on Ricky Lake. It was my 15 minutes of fame.
You were fantastic. After that, you were like, this is it for me. I'm going to be a huge deal.
1-800-330-9999. What was your 15 minutes of fame? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Friend of mine invited me to go with her a second time to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I was chosen out of the audience.
To be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes, I did, and I do have the video on my phone.
Oh, that is awesome. Go to our Facebook page and share it if you get a minute today. I would love to see it.
Go to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They might pick you out of the audience, and you could win $1,000.
I'm going
to
do
it. And then you could take back your fame in a different light.
Right. I mean, after the Ricky Lake thing, you almost went on to greater glory. You were girl eating hot dog in a Law & Order episode.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see that video.
Me too. I got to find it. I wonder if it exists. I mean,
right.
It wasn't.
Like, I've kept an eye out for my funny faces on People's Court over the last time we were there, but yeah.
We go on People's Court every once in a while.
I can't find that.
Yeah, Judge Marilyn Million is our girl.
Super.
1-800-330-9999. What was your 15 minutes of fame? Ricky Lake has been in the news lately. She's been battling her hair loss, and she's come out saying she's been doing it since she was 19. She buzzed her head. She's being very brave about the whole thing. She's not sick, just... it's a condition that she's had for a long time.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
No, 1-800-330-9999. We're talking about what was your 15 minutes of fame? Because when I see Ricky Lake, it's a special place in my heart because that was the first time I was ever on TV. I was an outspoken audience member on the show. I was just in college, and it was the most exciting experience ever.
That's exactly how you were credited. Outspoken audience member number two. Right. And Ricky actually had to, like, push you off to the side after there because there was some confusion about your comment and
right.
all that stuff.
Oh, I was
I
very
mean, you thought
sweaty.
It was going to be your big break.
I was. Actually, what it did is it made me realize that I love media and TV and radio, and I wanted to do this for a living.
I mean, you at least wanted to be famous.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven, what was your 15 minutes of fame?
I've been on 3 different game shows.
Cause stop it. Which ones?
Right.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, I love that. What else?
Million-dollar password with Regis Philbin, and I was on the 1 million-second quiz with Ryan Seacrest, but I didn't get to meet Ryan. I didn't do well enough to get on TV, but I actually played the game.
Out of these 3 game shows, 3 appearances, how much money did you walk away with?
$125,000.
Oh, my God!
That is a lot!
That's incredible! That's awesome!
That's awesome! I'm on the list right now for Family Feud. We auditioned and we got accepted, and we sent our available dates, and now we're just keeping our fingers crossed for that big call that they're flying us out there. So I'm so fascinated when people call and have actually been on game shows because I never thought this would happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you win, now once you had some success, did you feel like Regis Philbin was then going to be your friend after that? Like you guys were going to hang out?
You know, I was hoping he was. He kept calling me by like my college nickname, but no, I never did see him again. I got to play with Betty White and Susie Essman from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That is
I mean,
amazing.
It's kind of the most awesome experience ever.
I mean, you got to talk to Betty White.
And Ann Raven, what was your 15 minutes of fame?
When I was 5 years old, my mom had me try out for an Oscar Mayer wiener commercial, but I didn't get it.
Oh,
so you were so close. So I actually,
I know.
When I lived in California, I had a callback audition for a commercial for York Peppermint Patty. And this is the worst commercial ever because they just want you to be so thrilled. It's all like close up of your face, like unbelievably thrilled about eating a York Peppermint Patty. And I don't like them.
Oh.
Right? They're not tasty.
It's true.
Yeah, but this is why you can't be a professional actor.
You're right.
If I was eating that, it would look like I was eating the most delicious thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I understand why athletes take steroids.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Because if I had some enthusiasm steroids, let's just call them, during that commercial, I'd probably be the face of York Peppermint Patty. That's right.
I'd be famous. I find that hard to believe.
Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, what was your 15 minutes of fame?
Yeah, I was on the Maury Show in Stanford about maybe 7-8 years ago, and I forgot what the topic was, but I kept yelling at the guy on stage, "You're a dirty dog."
Right. So you were the popular guy in the front row,
right?
Just screaming all the time at the guests, which that guy is necessary. You've got to have that guy at Maury.
Bigger question: were you the father?
No, he wasn't the father.
Oh, wasn't
but was the
father.
Guy the father?
Oh, all right, right.
It was a very long time ago. It was.
Oh, this is disappointing. This is why you're not famous.
He had no respect for the women up there.
He had no respect.
Right. None.
Yeah, he was definitely the father.
Thank you for the
spoiler
call.
Alert.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private, and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.